Great local music there from Land of the Giants. That was Surrender, and we played that because joining us in the studio today is Andy Quick from the band. Andy, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good. Every time we communicate by email, you always seem to be busy. I mean, yes. You're one of the hardest working men in the business, I think. So what have you been up to?
Well, the Giants have just had a two-month break. So we've had a bit of time to do our own thing. I think the summer tour was pretty intense, and we did a lot of gigs, but we do a lot more than a lot of bands. I think we just sort of say yes to a lot and spend a lot of time in the van and a lot of time at various festivals. So we just give ourselves 2 months off, and we've all done various things. Our trombone player, is doing a PhD, so he's in the thick of that right now.
Yeah.
Tom's out in the States doing some work out there. I've been doing some other music and touring and making another album. So. And the other guys have just been busy with their own thing. You know, it's been a nice bit of a breathing space, you know,
yeah,
before we get back on the road again.
And that's what you're here to talk about. So you're going back on the road. How far afield are you heading this time? Because you do tend to travel a bit, don't you?
Yeah, we're not going so far. We're going to London this weekend, and then we've got some stuff in Plymouth and Cornwall, and that's about it. We're only doing 5 gigs. We've got a New Year's Eve gig as well.
Okay.
So we're just keeping it to like the places we really wanted to be this month. It's really exciting for us still, because it's just chance to get together and see, you know, we've got quite a big fan base in London and Plymouth and Cornwall, so hopefully we'll get to see a lot of people we know as well.
Very good. It'll
be good crack.
And what about the studio time? Have you had much time in the studio this year?
No, not a sausage, no. Not this autumn anyway. As I said, we've all been sort of, we've had our eyes off that ball really, but we're... That's what we've got spring set aside for next year.
Yeah.
We're going to have a big long stint, sort of March, April, reworking and rewriting and creating some new stuff. So we know that's there to come. You spend your time generating ideas and not stress about it. You know, when it comes.
What highlights for you for Land of the Giants in 2016? What would you say looking back?
Oh man, well, I probably say this every time, but I think Glastonbury was my favourite weekend.
Yeah.
It was the first time really because I had a little baby in the winter, and it was the first time I'd had a proper weekend away, and it just felt really nice to be with those guys out in the fields wandering around and having a good time. So that was perfect for me. Man, what did we even do? I can't even remember.
It seems too busy doing it to remember. Yeah. As for 2017, do you have anything in the diary for festivals and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're starting to get a few things in, but I'm not actually sure what I'm allowed to announce, because I think sometimes the festivals prefer to announce it.
Right.
But we just took on a new booking agent at Diplomats of Sound, who are really forward thinking and very sort of like contemporary booking agent. They'll get some exciting bands on the roster, so it's going to be good to see what they can bring our way.
Yeah,
for sure. Like, they'll probably open up a whole new, you know, path for us, which I'm looking forward to what they've got to come bring into us. Yeah,
and I think you must enjoy when you do play back in Plymouth, don't you?
Oh, I love it. I just absolutely love it. It's just, just knowing that before you play and after you play, you've got all your friends around you is a really beautiful thing. And, like, and we get some good crowds. And the Hub's a great venue. It's got, you know, quadraphonic sound system.
So where are you New Year's Eve?
We're actually going to play in Khor Sands, so just over the water. There's a venue there called the Finny Gook, which predominantly is a restaurant, but they're going to clear all the tables out, and it's like I think it's 300-400 capacity venue. So we're going to get a big sound system and just have a big party.
Wow.
Old school party, off the radar.
I used to live in Kingshead. They like a party over there. You'll enjoy that.
I'm excited. It's going to be a big blowout, so that's cool. And we're keeping it cheap as well. It's like £5 a head, something like that.
Great.
With some proceeds going to a local charity as well, which is even better.
You can tell us which charity, if you like.
Yeah, it's the Maker Rame Community Trust.
Very good.
And they're campaigning to save Maker, which is a beautiful, very important artistic cultural area, but it's been sadly sold to developers. They want to build holiday homes,
right?
Which is a big long story, and the community is really fighting it, and it's a really interesting thing. But and anyone can find out about it, because it's online. So I'd advise you to do that if you.
Very good, Andy. I'm sure you'll have a great New Year's Eve.
Oh, I can't wait! But it's all about the Hub.
Yeah,
you know, it's all about the Hub first. We've got the Hub on the 16th of December, and that's what we're aiming towards. We get these London shows done, and then get back to Plymouth and really have a big party there.
And the Hub is really it's becoming one of the central venues now, isn't it?
Mm. Well, you see, like, a lot of venues of a similar size have shut down, whereas the Hub stayed strong and it kept going. And I think it keeps regular touring bands coming in, and we really need that round here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we definitely need that. Every other city seems to have it, and it's just important that Plymouth keeps it too. There's a you know, even if you don't go out and watch live bands, there's still a whole lot of people whose living depends on that way of entertaining.
Well, have a great night on the 16th in Khorsand and New Year's Eve. At the Hub and New Year's Eve at Khorsand.
Too right, yeah.
And we look forward to more new music. And we're going to play Big Steady Eddie. Andy, as always, great to see you.
Thank you, Tim. You too.